And we will call the meeting to order. Our first item on the agenda is roll call. I see that everybody is present.
We are.
Except for Bruce.
Correct.
Six.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Bills are going around for your review. Administration building, IT office, the door needs to be stained and installed, and that will be complete. Admin cleaning, resealing, as that still has a few punch list items need to be finished. Same with the courthouse. Courthouse engineering services, we talked to Williamtown Associates, and they're drafting a proposal for us to hopefully bring back next month. Detention home, door and lock. Doors in the basement have been replaced and are hoping to start on first floor's doors tomorrow. Highway department salt shed repairs. The salt shed at the Nike base actually had a wall that got pushed in with the wind, so we pushed it back and squared everything back up and reinforced it, so it's back together. Jail needs study. AIC is preparing their construction contract for our review. Wood River employment and training. 4 out of the 7 new offices are almost complete. Those offices just need flooring installed. Wood River basement chiller, a new chilled water pump was installed, and it's up and running. Roof replacement, tuck pointing above the new roof sections, or the replacement roof sections has started, and the roofers are planning on starting this week. We had a request for use of county property from Hepler Broom. Wanting to use a courthouse entrance, lobby, third floor, asbestos courtroom for video, for a promo video shoot on a Saturday, June 27th, from 7:30 a.m. to p.m.
What's that for? Is that film that Myers is involved in?
I don't know. All I know is it sounds like they're wanting to shoot an advertised commercial in our courthouse. In the past, I know we've kind of frowned on something like that, especially on a Saturday, because that would be overtime costs.
Are they paying? Yeah. Are they paying for this? Putting any money?
That's up for discussion.
Make them pay.
Well, if we don't know what,
but it's for
exactly what it's for.
It's basically an advertisement for them, correct?
For them? It's a like a commercial. They're shooting a commercial.
I don't see any point in doing that.
For who?
I know we
for that firm.
For an advertisement for the firm.
And what's the commercial?
Are they lawyers?
It's a law firm.
It's right.
A law firm.
You know, I know we don't like putting signs up in our yards, so I don't know why we'd want someone to.
Why would we do it for one particular law firm?
Yeah.
We don't allow cameras to be taken into the. Okay, what's the. Does anybody have a motion on this?
On which one?
On the use of the county property.
I'll move to put it on the table anyway. Okay. Or it just might die for lack of a motion. Okay, that's a possibility.
You may know more about it, but tell us.
It's on June the 27th, so.
Yeah, I think you could already make a motion to place it on file.
I think, well, if we place it on file, then we're not denying them the right to do it, I think.
Do you think anybody else uses this place on Saturday?
You don't think we ought?
The only time the judges
put
on.
If we place it on file, we're not denying them. We're just receiving it, placing it on file, and nobody. They have the possibility of doing it, though. I think we need to just deny it.
Yeah.
Whatever you think, Mr. Chairman.
Nobody uses this on Saturday.
Ever. The only time someone uses it on a Saturday, a couple of the judges voluntarily come in and show kids how a court proceedings work.
We just had something over at the courthouse, some party.
That was, yeah, we let them do that, and we left.
Yeah, that was for charity.
It was for charity.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of difference in my mind, anyway.
That was for the wedding.
I agree with you, Steve. There's a hell of a big difference.
No. That was for the.
That's for the Historical Society.
Historical Society, thank you.
That's kind of to celebrate our.
So do you have a motion?
That wasn't a chair.
I made a motion, but if it dies by lack of a second, it's just no vote taken and it's not approved.
Well, I thought you know, Roger made a motion.
I made the motion.
I'll second.
Okay. What's the motion?
The table.
Table it? Okay.
Right.
The motion?
No, you don't want to do that. Just you want to second the motion. I voted to put it on the table. Okay, you second that motion.
Oh, I thought you said
it's on the table.
And then you vote the way you want to.
It just gets denied and there's no vote ever taken.
I think we need more information.
I do too.
I think we need more information.
Yeah, without a motion and without additional information, this will not be allowed.
Okay.
If they want to give some more information and try again some other month, but I think 10 days notice that we want to do this is not enough notice.
Okay.
What if they want to do it during the week?
Well, Mr. Chairman, there was a motion and there was a second, so I think we have to vote on it.
No, there was no second to the motion.
Who seconded?
I misunderstood the motion.
Jimmy, he withdrew a second.
He thought the motion.
Now, if you want a second, it's seconded.
Well, I think I need to vote on it.
Okay, well then second.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Is the motion still on the table?
You have a motion to approve by me, seconded by Jimmy, and then just
to approve this.
Yeah. I understand.
It doesn't have to be a
vote. I mean, I think anything deserves a vote on.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell we're voting on.
All those in favor.
The motion to approve allowing them to film on Saturday.
We're approving it?
If you vote yes, that approves it. If you vote no, it doesn't approve it, and it is not allowed.
I mean, I'm not supporting the issue, but I still think the issue deserves a vote.
Okay. Yeah. All those in favor of approving them using the courthouse on Saturday, June 27th, to film a commercial, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye. Opposed.
Nay.
Motion fails.
Okay.
Okay, so that's off the table. They are not going to.
I ain't sure I know what the hell they did. They denied it.
Denied them the use of the courthouse. That's bull.
It's bull that we denied it, or it's bull that we let them use it?
No. Bull that we had to deny it. And you know, they wouldn't come in here and do something.
If they question that, Kurt, just tell them that.
But, Roger, what were you going to do had you denied it?
No, deny it. They can go some other place.
Can they reapply?
You know,
I understand what you're saying.
Okay. They can reapply, but we need more specifics.
Okay.
We need to know what exactly they're filming for. We don't allow people just come in and start filming and us not know what it is.
Right. Especially for commercial.
And then can they do it on a weekday where it doesn't cost us overtime? Are they willing to pay? Cover the cost of overtime for officers to come in and act in a secure manner. Okay.
All right.
Invoices.
The regular invoices have been going around. Capital projects, invoices. Admin, courthouse, and annex. We have invoices for painting, paint supplies, and building material for the IT room. Jail assessment, we have a progress invoice from AAIC and Farmer Environmental invoice for the hazardous material sampling. And Capital Project Wood River, bills for building materials, painting, door and hardware, flooring, and paint. This is all for the employment and training offices that we're building.
Any questions concerning any of the invoices?
The AAIC bill, is that for the continuing from the needs assessment?
Yes.
Any other questions? I will entertain a motion to omnibus and approve all three. Is there a motion on the floor?
So
Roger.
Thank you.
Questions on the motion? Okay, roll call.
Aye.
Bruce. Aye. Bruce is here. Jim.
Aye.
Roger.
Aye.
Mick. Steve. Joe.
Yeah.
I vote aye. Motion passes. Now we have the, I need this back to sign. Okay. The monthly
invoices.
I move that we approve the monthly invoices.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Aye.
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 The motion approved. Any other business to come before the Building and Lands Committee. Next meeting will be 2:30 on Monday, July 6th.
Yep.
Great. Hope everything is back. Everybody's back.
Just to mention real fast, we'll probably, I talked to Steve Allen right before the meeting, at the earliest we'll have come to the county board of the jail renovation. We want to give plenty of time for board members to come in and discuss the issue. We're setting up some fact sheets as we speak to give members and that. If anybody has questions, all you have to do is feel free to come in and talk to Joe Perrini. We'll try to educate people and make sure everybody has their questions answered before the meeting. We're not going to do this in June. We want to make sure that we try to sit back for everybody on opportune time to come and talk about their concerns, if they have concerns, and answer any questions they may have.
So possibly this will come up in July?
At the earliest July meeting. It will not come up in June.
Will they get us the scope and all the written documentation?
That's what we talked to Joe. I don't know what you mean by scope. I don't know. I think how much is the estimate of each action? I think pretty much all that is out there. But we'll go over that with you in more details. I mean, I can't answer the architects, but to me, the scope of this work is the work that we're doing, and I think the architects are already done. But I'm not. If you want more. I think we'll try to get that for you. But we're trying to answer any questions and every question everybody has. Plus, once again, if you want to take, I talked to the sheriff last week. He still is asking if anybody wants to come over and take a tour of the jail. He'd be more than happy to take you through it. And then he will actually show you some of the problems. So he'd be more than happy to have any board member go over.
Anybody else want to do that?
I'll go over with you.
I can't go right now.
Yeah, just give like a couple days notice. Okay.
We should probably schedule it.
Yeah, we can do that. Okay. I would like to do that.
I wish I could do it today. Kurt,
yes.
When we get these plans from the contractor, from the architect, will we be going over them extensively in this meeting, next meeting?
I think that's what this is all about, if you have any questions.
Right now,
I think I don't mean to put words in his mouth, but I think what he's trying to say is that he'd like to see the plans before the meeting.
Okay. I want to make sure we're the building committee. It falls on us. I think we need to go over this. We need to have discussions about what all we're getting, what we're not getting, what we might like to see done differently, and before any decisions are made or votes are done. I think if we don't get these get to look at these plans until the next July meeting for the building committee, then we shouldn't be voting on it.
AIC is preparing.
I don't think they'll have plans because that's the reason.
Well, I thought that's what he said all the time.
What I was talking about was a scope document. We're going to replace the plumbing and that's going to be $200,000.
Right now they're preparing an AIA contract for us, kind of a little bit dividing out, how much of their time is going to be spent on preparing drawings, construction as-built drawings, site oversight, that kind of thing is what they're preparing for us to review right now. There's no drawings or anything included in that part.
To be sincere with you, I'm not sure if there's going to be any new information. We'll try to answer our questions, but we've had several meetings. I mean, and we'll be glad to meet with anyone one-on-one, the architects today would be willing to come in. But I think what we need to do is once you come up and we approve with the architect, then it takes like an 8-month plan to come up with it. And I'm assuming during that 8 months that they would be coming here once in a while to the committee, and that would be a time where maybe we don't want this, it's going to be an ongoing process. Is that correct?
Yes.
We just have to get to point A to get to point B, and you can't get to point B until you get to point A.
Are you asking for specs?
I want to see the drawings as they come out. I want to know what we're getting, what we're not getting.
Okay. And see, that's going to be
over. Look at things and say, we don't like this, we'd like to see it this way, so we can buy what we want to buy.
That's going to be down the road a little bit.
That would have happened anyway. Once we get through, let's say we vote on this in July, once again, that's that 8-month period. I'm going to assume that they would have to come back to this committee once in a while to show you where they're at on those drawings.
Right.
And so that's going to happen regardless.
Okay.
If the board decides to do this, what percentages are you looking at in having drawings? 25%, 65%, 75%, 75%?
I don't know yet. probably 3-4 months before they'd have any kind of drawings.
Sure.
They've already got the preliminary outline of what, mm-hmm. which was in our packets that you've seen. So that's what they're starting with.
But they are, you know, and to a certain extent, I'm not just saying you because I've talked to other board members. A lot of board members expect to see the final product. They're not going to invest money to come up with the final product until you vote.
Right.
And that's the dilemma. So they're out there keeping asking more details, but those details won't come out until you actually hire the firm to do the details.
That's why I wanted to know about the scope.
And it seems to me, and I understand, to me the scope is what we already said. What is the scope?
There could be changes to the scope, though, Alan.
But as you move along.
Right.
It's an on-working process.
Like, they could have changed the scope since the needs assessment, and the board members need none more.
Well, the scope has changed in the sense that you're not doing anything. You're not putting in a sally port.
You're not putting in.
Right. So the scope has changed.
Those are all examples of how the scope has changed.
But the scope is bypassing this committee completely, almost.
Wasn't that the same stuff that was handed out of us?
Yeah, we had a meeting on it last week. Yeah.
I disagree. Everything has gone through this committee. Everything has gone through finance committee. This has been done above board. Everything you've done has gone through committees.
Well, it's been done in that.
I mean, when this came up before, it went through both committees. You know, this is nothing new.
Yeah, but they've changed the scope since then.
Yeah.
Well, since then, because we're not doing as much.
We just need updated, that's all. Yeah.
But it comes through the committee.
When we met,
I haven't seen anything in this committee yet. All I've seen is in the big room over there for everybody.
We've voted on this before.
We've had it in this committee. It's been here.
Those plans that they showed us at that meeting in the committee?
2 meetings ago, it was right here.
It was here the first time, man.
Yeah, we've been paying their bills on an ongoing basis. Like, the question I had today was, is that bill from AIC, is that for the far part of the needs assessment? I want to make sure that, everything in county goes through progress payment.
And it has, Mick. You must have been sleeping.
Yeah, it must have been.
Because it's been at this committee.
When this got voted on
when we were looking at an $18 million project, this committee voted on it. It was at this committee. Okay. It was actually presented.
That's fine. I just want to make sure that we get to see it all and we can move on.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
I'm going to adjourn.
Second.
Motion on the floor to adjourn, second by Steve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Meeting adjourned.